Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
As for the word that you have spoken to us, in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you. Jeremiah 44:16. Do those in authority sometimes abuse it and prove themselves unworthy of it? Yes, but that doesn't let us off the hook. The Bible says that in his youth, Jesus submitted to the authority of his parents. And even though his ministry was marked by demonstrations of supernatural power, he still taught submission to the governing authorities in Rome. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Submission to authority is not optional for a follower of Jesus. Whether you are passed over for prefect or a promotion, or saddled with an incompetent boss, or feel you've been treated unfairly, respecting authority is still God's will for you. And when you obey his will, he works on your behalf. As you consider your tendency to rebel, try to understand the cause behind your attitude. Is it, number one, a distressing history of suffering or mistreatment? Number two, disrespect for a sloppy superior? Number three, pride because your skills have been overlooked? Number four, unfair behavior from those above you? Number five, a tactic on your part to test the authority figures in your life. Bottom line, anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. Romans 13:2. So pray, Father, I repent of having a rebellious attitude. Remind me that all authority is from you, and when I resist it, I am resisting you. Empower me to submit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.